Welcome to the Dietitian Success Podcast. Here at Dietitian Success Center, we're all about making it easier for you to build your confidence and expertise. So whether you're a dietitian or a dietetic student, we've got something for you. I'm Krista, your host and the founder of DSC. Now, are you ready to ditch the imposter syndrome and join our incredible, vibrant community? If so, let's jump in. Hey there, and welcome to a new episode of the Dietitian Success Podcast. I thought I would just record a really quick episode because we're getting towards the end of the year to talk about some really simple things that you can do today, this week, to accelerate revenue before the end of the year. And of course, these are tips that you can do at any point throughout the year. It doesn't need to be just at the end of the year. But because it's mid-November when I'm publishing this episode, it's really perfect timing. And the best part about these tips is that they don't require you to create anything new. This is just relying on things you've already created or past clients, past connections, etc., and just really trying to revitalize, refresh, remind in order to accelerate revenues before the end of the year. So let's talk through it. Five things you can do to boost revenue in the next couple months, depending on when you're listening to this. So number one, reaching out to past clients. Okay, so this is a really interesting one. And so there's a number of different statistics related to this, but generally the rule of thumb is that acquiring a new customer costs so much more. And I'm talking in terms of costs, I'm talking about time, resources, money, if you're paying for marketing. Acquiring a new customer just costs more than retaining an existing one. It's so much easier to get a customer, a pre-existing customer, to come back to you than it is to acquire a completely new customer. So past clients actually represent fantastic opportunity. And reason being is because things change in life, right? And as things change in life, there may be new opportunities to help somebody in a different way. So for example, like, you know, what happens if somebody's received a new medical diagnosis or they have a new nutrition-related condition? Maybe they've been really great with making some changes, but there's been some relapse in terms of habit formation, which we know is often part of the stages of change, right? Maybe they've entered a new life stage. They've had a baby. They're recently pregnant. They, you know, are retired. They have new and different nutritional needs. They maybe have new goals and objectives. Maybe your client has decided, hey, I'm going to train for my first marathon. Maybe they have a new job and they just have better insurance coverage. Who knows? And so this is something, this strategy, reaching out to past clients, is something that can be done on an individual level. So reaching out to past individual clients or sending out an email to your email list. And within the Dietitian Success Center business membership, I actually give you templates for each of these strategies, for scripts that you can use to reach out to past clients, scripts that align with each one of these goals. But really, you know, the whole idea here is just, hey, you know, remind people that you're here and that you can help. And try and get a little bit more specific about what you can help people with, regardless of how you are reaching out to them. You know, give them specific examples of things you could work on together. Then that way they can start to, you know, understand and conceptualize the next phase of value that you can bring to their life. So that's number one, is reaching out to past clients. Number two is reaching out to past partnerships. So by partnerships, I'm referring to anyone that you have worked with in the past in like a consulting or a freelancing capacity. So maybe you've been invited to do a group presentation. Maybe you've had freelancing or consulting clients. Maybe you've done work with a brand. Maybe you have participated in sponsorship opportunities. Again, a really great opportunity to just revisit old relationships. Do not be afraid to follow up, and don't believe the narrative of, if they haven't reached out to me, they don't need anything or they aren't interested. That's often, never the case, right? It's like, you know, we make up these things in our minds to, because we're scared that we're going to reach out and we're going to get rejected. When in reality, remember, you know, these organizations have a lot of priorities. They have a lot of things going on. I'm sorry, but you're not top of mind for them. But if they've had a good experience with you before, they may want to revisit it again, right? There's no reason why they wouldn't. And so definitely reaching out to past partnerships can be a really effective tool just to say, hey, you know, wanted to reach out to you. I'm planning the remainder of my year. Wanted to see if you'd be interested in doing another round of whatever it is that you did for them in the past. Again, I do give you a script for this within the DSC business membership. So that's number two, reaching out to past partnerships. Hey, DSC listeners, this episode of the Dietitian Success Podcast is brought to you by Practice Better and That Clean Life. Practice Better is an all-in-one client management platform that includes everything you need to manage your clients in a secure, compliant way. From sending and receiving intake forms to running virtual sessions and billing, Practice Better is an absolute must for your practice. And That Clean Life allows you to create personalized meal plans, menu plans, grocery lists, and recipe libraries for your clients that are unique to their specific nutritional needs and dietary requirements. So stop spending hours scouring the internet for recipes to send your clients. That Clean Life has everything you need. DSC listeners get an exclusive discount of 20% off for the first 4 months of any paid plan with either company, or both if you really want to simplify and amplify your business systems. And they've recently joined forces, so soon you'll be able to access both platforms with one single login. Click our affiliate links in the description of this podcast episode to take advantage of the exclusive discount. Number three is following up with anyone you haven't heard back from. So, you know, we've all been in this situation where maybe you've done a discovery call with somebody or you've had a conversation with somebody where it seems like they're really interested and then you just haven't heard back from them. Just because you haven't heard back doesn't mean that someone isn't interested. Some of the reasons why you may not have heard back. The timing just wasn't right, but maybe it is now. Booking with you wasn't a priority or fell off the priority list. Maybe something new came up in life and it was just like, oh no, this is not the right timing. You know, maybe it's just aligning with, if we're talking about partnerships, business timing, right? Every organization has budgets at different points of the year. And so perhaps they were at the end of their budget cycle, but they have a new budget now. So it's always worth reaching out. Or, you know, maybe somebody's health benefits have renewed. So I have a really awesome follow-up script that, again, I've provided you with in the DSC business membership, because it can be really, I totally understand not wanting to feel annoying, not wanting to feel pushy. But essentially, the strategy here is we just want to make people feel like, you know, hey, just wanted to pop in. But like, if, you know, if you're not interested anymore, that is totally okay. Just let me know and I can close the loop with you. And this is really the gist of what we want to try and communicate in these scenarios is, you know, just openly saying, hey, popping in, checking in. Just, you know, I know we chatted a little while back and you were interested, but you can just let me know. And just prompting someone to give you a response is really what we're trying to do here, right? And if you have a follow-up list, this is a really great way to, you know, close the loop on people. Because, hey, if people aren't interested, that's okay. You don't need to keep following up. But it is nice to be able to get sort of a verbal response from someone and invite them to do that in a way that feels safe, right? And not vulnerable for them, because it can also be awkward on the other side, right? When we're saying, oh no, I'm not interested anymore, you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. And so so this is a situation we want to tread lightly, but it is really helpful to just ask for that. So that was number three, follow up with anyone you haven't heard back from. Number four is just send out a reminder about your services. As simple as that. We tend to be really good at talking about nutrition related topics on social media, LinkedIn, to our email list, etc. And sometimes we forget to actually tell people what we have to offer in terms of services. And we have to do that consistently. Again, for people that, let's use an email list as an example, for people that are on your email list, you know, they, again, if they're on your email list, clearly they're interested in what you have to say, right? Or else they would unsubscribe. And that's totally fine. But, you know, if they're perhaps, like I've said a couple times, it just hasn't been the right timing for them. And so you've been sending out emails and they know that you're there, but maybe they just need that reminder or that prompt about who you are and what you have to offer. But then also your email list is growing and it's acquiring new people all the time. And so we want to make sure that those people actually know what we do and what we have to offer as well. And last but not least, which is number 5, is to run a promotion for something that you already currently offer. So again, we're not creating anything new here, but thinking about what services or what products do you already have that you can run a promotion for. So aligning it with a pre-existing event is a really great strategy. So Black Friday, for example, Boxing Day, if you're in Canada, Thanksgiving, end of year, back to school. There's so many different events that come out throughout the year. And this is especially helpful if you have a scalable product like an online course where, you know, it's not as much of a concern if you're discounting versus with one-on-ones. As much as possible, we want to try and avoid discounting our time. In this scenario, it could be a promotion of adding a bonus, maybe instead of discounting services, one-on-one services with you. It can be a great opportunity for if you have something like an online course, doing like a 24-hour flash sale or, you know, an offering 40% off of your course or whatever that might look like. But if you're going to do this, make sure and plan it out in your calendar. And one thing to remember is one email is not enough when it comes to selling something like this. If you're offering some sort of a flash sale, we have a promotion coming up for something that we offer, and I think the promotion runs for 4 days. And I believe I have 6 emails scheduled. So one to go out every day, and then there's 2 on the last day, and I think there's 1 the day before the promotion starts, just letting people know it's happening. So you have to promote. It's not just a one-off thing. Okay. So I challenge you from this list of super simple tasks, just pick one of these and add it to your calendar to do before the end of the year. Make sure you schedule it in or else we all know what happens, right? These ideas, they're floating around in our head and then they get lost and they don't actually end up happening. So just to recap, the 5 ideas are 1, reaching out to past clients. 2, reaching out to past partnerships. 3, following up with anyone you haven't heard back from. 4, sending out a reminder about your services. And last but not least, 5, running a promotion. All right, I hope you enjoyed that short and sweet episode. I like to mix it up in terms of doing some shorter ones, some longer ones, trying to test what resonates the most, what you like listening to. So always let me know. I'm here for the feedback as well. But I hope you have an awesome week and I will see you next Thursday.